This is the reason why your life feels worthless, why you feel lost, why you feel like life has no meaning, why you are not purposeful. Because it is important to know who you are first. So how do you do that? Where do you begin? Where do you start? Join me as I break it down step by step. And I hope that you find this enlightening. You find this, motivating to start taking charge of your life, because you're not supposed to live life just moving with the time, moving with the seasons. You are supposed to use the time and the seasons as resources for your purpose. So I hope that you find this inspiring. This is only the beginning of the truth. Welcome to my show. Hey, discerner. Welcome to Discern with Lenny. My name is Lenny, and I hope you're having an awesome day. So today we're going to discern on, well, I've decided to, from I think next week Sunday, I will be doing scripture reading, because I always tell people that if you want to start strengthening your spiritual muscle, because remember, your spirit only does what the word of God says. You have to feed your spirit the word of God, just like the scripture tells us that scripture is the word of God is fuel, and it's a sword for your spirit. So if your spirit is starved of the word of God, it is not going to advocate for you. Remember, Jesus left the spirit, gave us the spirit as an advocate for all of us, but he only advocates through the word of God, which means you have to deposit the word of God, for lack of a better term, right, into your spirit every day. It is a daily feeding process, because you cannot feed it what it is not created of. You can't feed the word of man that is below it, right? It is below him. Apparently, the spirit is him. You cannot feed him your ideologies. You have to feed him the word of God constantly. Be in the word of God with the spirit, and then the spirit can clarify things for you, guide you, help you to discern, right? So I've decided to do the Book of David reading. I'm gonna try my best to do it every day. I'm gonna read a chapter each and every day, because that is where I started. I started with the Book of David, the Psalm, and it helped me to understand the relationship, the kind of relationship that Jesus or God saw for us. Because remember, David was the man after God's heart. So God loved him, and the way he related with God, when I read his book, I was like, this is what I want. And it made things so easy for me, because even sometimes I don't know what to say when I read a chapter from the Book of David, from the Psalm. It's like exactly how I'm feeling. I relate with the words. I relate with the message. And with the plea and the protest, I relate with that. And I thought maybe that's where I should focus on in this channel. We're gonna start by looking at scripture. We're gonna start by looking at the Book of David day by day, because it is important that you are in the Word day by day. Because remember, that is why Jesus was in the Word. Jesus was praying every day. And that's why he said that I do what my Father shows me and I do what my Father tells me. That means that you only do what you discern on. So that means you have to constantly be in the Word of God. You have to constantly praying so that God can guide you. How is God going to guide you when you don't have His Word? Because He can only tell you through His Word. You know what I mean? So it is important that you make time every single day. It's best before when you wake up. As soon as you open your eyes, open your Bible, whether it's on the phone or whether you have a physical Bible, and read. Then a chapter is fine, and pray. Because I started with the Book of David, with the Psalm, and every day I would read a chapter. Every day I would read a chapter. I'll give myself time and I'll pray. Because as you read the scripture, the Holy Spirit will guide you into how to pray. Remember, the Holy Spirit intercedes for us. So when you have the Word of God, you understand, you see life from God's perspective and not from your perception. Because remember, man's perception will always be wrong, but God is true. So go to the truth, because when you seek the truth, you are seeking God, because God is the truth. And when you seek love, you are seeking God. So go into scripture and start there. But today we start with, I'm gonna start with John, and so that we see why it's important to stay in Jesus and the purpose of Jesus. I'm gonna read from John 8, John 8 from chapter 12, when Jesus said he's the light of the world. It says, Jesus spoke to the people once more and said, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life. So this tells us that, remember, darkness is not some scary thing. Darkness means ignorance. Darkness means you don't know who you are. Darkness means you don't know why you exist. Darkness means you don't have a relationship with your creator, with your manufacturer. So you don't have the manual of what to do every day, of why you are here. That's what darkness is. I'll relate to darkness meaning you buy a car and you park it in your garage. That car is in darkness because you're not using it for what it's designed to do. You are not driving it because the car is meant to be driven. So if you're not using that, the car is in darkness. You are in darkness of what you have. So you have all these gifts that God has given you. You have all these blessings, but you do not know them because you do not have knowledge. Knowledge is light, right? Remember, God also said what? My people perish because of lack of knowledge. You perish because of lack of knowledge. Because when you have knowledge, you have power. So if you are in Jesus, he will reveal to you. He says he's the light because he came to preach your power. He came to preach your why you exist. He came to show us the kingdom of God, to show us why we were made. That's why he came. He came to bring light into the world, meaning he came to give us that knowledge of know who you are. Don't let the enemy deceive you, because he calls the enemy what? The father of lies. That means there's no truth in the world. There is only Jesus has the truth, because he's from God and because God created the world. So it makes sense to trust him, because remember, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and Jesus was the Word as well. He was part of the creation. So he knows what he's talking about. So when he says, I am the light of the world, he means that he's come to let you know why you exist. Remember, he kept saying, the kingdom is near. The kingdom is near. Because when you understand the kingdom and you understand your existence and you understand your creator, your life will be meaningful. Your life will make sense. Your life will be purposeful. Your life will glorify God because you align with God's purpose for you. So that is why I wanted to share that scripture. We're going to start with that so that you know why you should stay rooted in God, because he is the only one who can show you the truth about you, the truth about life, the truth about your purpose. He will reveal to you the gifts that he gave you. The world does not know you. The world did not create you. So how can it know you? How can it guide you? How can you trust the world that did not create you? You need to trust your creator and try to go to him and ask why you exist. Ask how you should glorify him. Ask how are you supposed to be fruitful? Because remember, Jesus said what? I am the vine, you are the branches. No branch can be fruitful except if it is attached to the vine, because the vine brings nourishment. The vine brings all the resources that the branch is going to need to be fruitful, right? So you are fruitful in the work of God, in the blessings that God has given you. We are meant to be fruitful in that. Just Jesus' work was him coming, giving us the light, which is the knowledge, and then him dying for us, renewing us, right? He died for our sins so that we are born again. So that was his fruit. He was fruitful in his mission. We all have missions. We all have purposes. You are only successful if you are fruitful in that. Not in what you want the world to be. Not in what you think success is based off of your lack of knowledge. Because we operate in success as money. But that is lack of knowledge. That is not money. Because money is an illusion. It's like the enemy dangling an apple again. Money is like an apple that the enemy used to convince Adam and Eve that they could do more than what they were. And they did not know that they were powerful already, that they were anointed already, that they were with God already. He's using the same thing. He's using money, giving you this illusion that if you keep making a lot of money, you will be something. And it's funny because people do make a lot of money. They go up the social ladder, as you people call it. And when they're there, they tell us it's not what it is. It's not what we thought it was. A lot of people keep telling us that, yet we keep fighting, we keep following, we keep putting it as, you know, the thing that will give your life meaning. And it's not. Time and time again, we see that it is not. People tell us that being rich, when you have material things, it is the loneliest, you know, life that you can experience as a human being. Yet we want that. Why? Because we have been lied to, because we lack the light. So when you go to Jesus, he will give you the light. He will show you what matters. He will show you what is important. He will show you why you exist. And when you follow that route, you will find purpose and meaning in your life. And he will take that heavy yoke and give you a lighter one. Because the yoke of the world is heavy. The world separates us. And when you're separated, when you're not one, you carry the load on your own. But once you go to God and you go to Jesus and you say, I surrender to you, I obey and align with you as my vine, then God will prune you. He will prune you so that you are more fruitful in what he designed you for. And he'll cut off those that do not work in you. That is why it's important to give in, surrender. Let God guide you. You don't have to be religious. I personally am not religious because I believe religion is something else. Religion to me is like, I always say this in my podcast, like religion to me is like a club that men congregate, women come together because they have common ways of praising God on certain days. Because we are supposed to praise God and have a relationship with God every second of our lives. So religion is like a club you go to, you know, over the weekend or whatever, just to go have a common interest, you know, do fortify, do more together as a group. But it does not take away from your personal responsibility. Because Jesus said, go into your closet. He didn't say go to the church closet. Go into your closet and pray to your God to stay rooted, to stay connected to him as the vine so that he can constantly feed you. You know what I mean? So it is important that we seek God, that we go to Jesus, because Jesus died for us. Jesus came, he came to preach the kingdom of God. He did not come to preach the religion. There was no religion that he was into. If religion was the way we are supposed to exist, he wouldn't have needed to come because there was already religion back then. So he came because there was something wrong there. He came to preach the kingdom of God, which everyone that was created by God has to have the knowledge of, has to be part of, so that we can serve one another. And when we serve one another, that is when we experience the glory of God. Jesus came and he served us. He died for us. So he served us and he was glorified because he served us. You will only get glory in your life when you serve other people. Because when you serve other people, you are sharing the God in you, the love in you. Remember, God is love. You share the love in you. So when you share that love, you're glorifying God because you're exposing him to this person. And that person connects. And that is when God is glorified. And when God is glorified, God glorifies you. That is how life is meant to be. That is what I've been discerning. And I created this so that we can discern together. So that you and I can have these conversations and say, something is wrong here with the way things are working in the world. So make it a point. Read scripture every single day. Dedicate. Be consistent. Renew your mind. To renew your mind means to remove the thinking of the world and to put in a perspective of God, which is life to you, because God gives life. Jesus says this right here. You will have the light that leads to life. That tells us what? That anything else that is outside of Jesus, it is not life, because Jesus came to preach the kingdom, and the kingdom is your why you exist, right? So go into Jesus, find the light. If you are not in Jesus, you don't have the light. He's not a religious man. He's a man of the kingdom of God. And the kingdom is for everyone, regardless of which club they subscribe to. Jesus came to preach love for everyone, not a specific group of people, not a specific demographic. He preached love for everyone. He came to tell us that all of us are made of love. And it is true, because if you really look at your life, we are connected by love. All of us, regardless of where you are from in the part of the world, we are connected by love. So we should go back to love and find ourselves, because in love and in truth, that's where you find your power. That's all I wanted to share with you today. Please comment on how has this shifted your thinking, if it has, and also what are you discerning from what I'm saying today? You know, what are your views when it comes to you know, the word of God and how it has changed your life and how you are working through it? You know, how are you going back to love? Because in love, we are powerful. We are all powerful. In love, we're together, first of all, which is how we're supposed to exist. In love, we are powerful. In love, there's truth. In love, there's purpose. There's meaning to our lives. So I just wanted to share this with you today, and I hope that it will change your perception about yourself and give you a fresh understanding of your existence so that moving forward, you can have a purposeful and impactful life. Find and connect to your gifts through finding the light, which is Jesus. And if you want to hear more, I have a podcast. It's a good self-improvement journey for me too. And I wanted to share with you. You can search Discern with Lainey in any major streaming platforms for my podcast, Spotify, Apple, Listen Notes, anywhere you can think of. Just search Discern with Lainey and you'll find me there. And please do listen. Please do follow so that you are notified every time that I, you know, upload. I'm going to do my best to upload every Sunday for the major ones. And then on TikTok, the plan is to do TikTok and Instagram. The plan is to do daily, right, daily, because I'm going to be starting the book of David. So I want you and I to do it together so that, you know, we catch up, you know, we catch up with the blessings of God. Thank you so much for giving me your time. Thank you for listening to through the end. And I hope that God reveals himself to you, that the Holy Spirit, you know, inspires and motivates you and leads you, and you have the courage and the love and the joy to obey. Have a wonderful day. Ciao, ciao.